On the show today, we have CSU's Bill Lehman talking about the latest emerging payments trends, so check it out. We're here with Bill Lehman at the CSU conference, and you gave a tremendous talk yesterday. Well done.
Thank you very much. I greatly appreciate that.
You're welcome. Let's talk, I took some notes from it, and you talked about the no phone. Can you explain this for folks out there?
Yeah, I think the no phone is obviously not reality. But was a great illustration of, you know, hey, smartphones are here. Smartphones are here to stay, and they're prevalent in our space, and we've got to start managing them to them, you know, in the form of a digital wallet, the pays, and everything else that the credit unions really need to concentrate on.
No doubt, no doubt. And you talked about emerging payments was pretty much the overall topic. What, if you can give a quick summary?
Yeah, emerging payments obviously is here and it's moving quite fast. We obviously heard from Tom Davis before. He actually, he presented before me, talked a lot about the fintechs and things that are coming. Mm-hmm. You know, but last year we heard talking about digital wallets and the pays and your online banking environment. We just really wanted to, you know, strongly encourage again that if you're not on board and you're not making these changes and these investments today, mm-hmm. that you need to do it. And you need to do now because there's a lot more coming down the pipe.
Indeed. Sure. A couple of things. Oh, the alerts mandate you brought up.
Yes.
Can you expand on that a little bit?
Yeah, so actually sometime in the middle of October, all credit unions, or actually all issuers, have to actually provide alerts to consumer credit, debit, and reloadable prepaid cards. Mm-hmm. And basically, it's a pretty limited feature. It's transaction alerts, and it's things very simple, but it's really for our brands trying to say, hey, this is important to help protect fraud, mm-hmm. help protect the security of the cardholder, help mm-hmm. the security of the credit union. Mm-hmm. So they've got to make a decision. Mm-hmm. And that decision is either take advantage of the brand's alerts that are somewhat free, got to definitely pay attention to the language, and then also potentially increase the functionality by adding some cardholder alerts mm-hmm. where they suspend the card and things like that. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it's something that credit unions need to be aware of, need to be acting on now, because there's some important decisions to make as to, do I go this, you know, standardized route mm-hmm. that's, you know, fairly free, mm-hmm. or do I make a bigger investment and do some of the things that are exciting, like the cardholder alerts and cardholder controls.
Okay. Yeah, let's talk about the controls, because I find that extremely fascinating how you can, when you're traveling to other parts of the country or monetary limits, that type of stuff.
Yeah, definitely. You know, I think it's sort of cool that our members, our cardholders are asking for this, right? So, I mean, they have an interest in protecting themselves and protecting your card. And, I mean, I think that's exciting, right? So, nothing better than to sort of put the controls in their hands. Mm-hmm. They know their habits. They know where they're going to be and protects us from fraudulent activity. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's a win-win for everybody. Yeah, okay. We're giving them the customization that they want, the control they want, and we're getting in return a better security on our cards. Right. Can't complain.
Oh, no doubt, no doubt. And one of the last things you talked about was the Fast Followers cartoon.
I really thought that
illustrated what credit unions, where we are, and what we're doing.
It does, and I wanted to come across positively with it, but in all honesty, as a consultant working with a number of credit unions across the country, you know, I hear this term all the way. Well, we want to be a fast follower. Mm-hmm. Well, in fact, we aren't. You know, we're fast followers with the brakes, mm-hmm. and we need to start accelerating mm-hmm. our strategic planning, our strategic investments. And I thought the cartoon just sort of resonated to say, hey, guys, I mean, the banks are waiting for us to catch up and or take them over, take the foot off the brake, and truly be a fast follower. Mm-hmm, we do not have to be the leader, but be a fast follower. You know, actions speak louder than words. We trying to encourage them to say, hey, let's get on board.
Okay, and to wrap up here, I mean, 2016, obviously already a volatile year for payments already.
No doubt.
And I mean that very positively.
Agreed.
How do you see it wrapping up?
Oh, good God. You know, I don't think it's going to wrap up. Yeah. I mean, I think we're in an ever-changing environment. It's an exciting environment, and it's a tough pace. Mm-hmm. But the great news is I think, you know, our members have the benefit of leveraging CSU, right? Mm-hmm. And leveraging the expertise that we have, whether it be a Tom Davis or a Bill Lehman or any of our consultants, to really walk them through this and define what's next best thing for them. Because every credit union is not at the same stage, right? So we just got to make sure that we provide the resources for them that they can leverage to start making some progress.
Okay.
But it's going to continue to change, for sure.
Yeah.
I mean, I think I think that, you know, all the general sessions are sort of illustrating that. A lot more to come, and it's going to continue.
Any advice on how credit unions can keep up with this type of stuff?
Yeah,
obviously,
I mean,
working with folks like
well,
you.
Yeah, I think it is. It's really, again, leveraging your partners, you know, leveraging your vendors, doing a little bit better due diligence with your vendors and making sure that they have the capabilities to help them through these ever-changing times.
Yep.
You know, the credit unions have to realize they don't have to do it themselves, but they do have to leverage the people that they work with.
Yep, indeed.
For sure.
Good message to end on. Bill, thank you so
thank
much.
Thank you very much.
Well
I
done
greatly
yesterday.
Appreciate it.
And enjoy the show. You guys are doing a great job,
thank
as
you.
Always.
I appreciate it. Thank
You're
you very
welcome.
Much.